Track 3. Lorna talks to Chris Higgins, the chair of the City of Norwich Civic Association, about the role of sheriff in Norwich and how those who are chosen for this honour are guided and supported throughout the year of their office.
Right, I'm meeting the chair of the City of Norwich Civic Association. And if you'd like to introduce yourself first.
Yeah, I'm Chris Higgins. Right, I think you wanted to talk to me about the association.
I would love to hear about it and what its role is, actually.
Yeah, well, I think the easiest way of explaining that to people is that it's designed to support the office of Lord Mayor and Sheriff of our lovely city. Because a lot of people out in the general public don't actually know what the Lord Mayor and Sheriff do. So the idea is we convey a little bit more information out there to show that the both those roles are very, very important to the history of our city. The Lord Mayor is, in fact, the first citizen of the city, and the sheriff is the second citizen of the city in their years of office. That's the background to the organisation.
So I know you do that, and I know you also go and support them with their charities, don't you?
That's right. Yep. Yeah. One of the tasks of the Lord Mayor and Sheriff in their year of office is to select a local charity to support. And this year it happens to be Norwich Mind. And our objective is to provide them with some support in fundraising for the event, for the year's charity. So this, we've got a little talk lined up in a couple of weeks' time with the gentleman who was involved in the castle work recently that's just been completed, Robin Hanley, Dr. Robin Hanley. And he's going to give us a talk on the work he's done with the castle, and we're going to use that as a fundraising exercise for the civic charity.
Okay, so you do that, you support them, and I presume there's certain events that you have to go to as a standard thing.
Part of the role is to support the sheriff and Lord Mayor in their civic activities, and one of their activities in the course of the year is going to things like the memorial service, which is held in front of the cenotaph in the city. And then there's a service in the cathedral afterwards. There's the civic service in the course of the year, which celebrates the office of Sheriff and Lord Mayor, again with a service at the cathedral. And these things, we attend as supportive roles towards both the Lord Mayor and the Sheriff.
All right. Can I be cheeky? Do you still have a sort of... I know there's a chain, but do you have something you wear that shows what you...
We've got our... badges from when we're in office, which we presented with at the end of our year of office, which we wear. These are the occasions when we wear those badges, so people can identify us, who we are.
Right.
And the Lord Mayor and the Sheriff have got their recognised chains. Although, to be fair, the Sheriff's chains now have been replaced from the original ones. The original ones were two chains, actually, because with the government reorganisation over the years, we used to have two sheriffs in our city. We've now got the one.
Yeah.
And both the chains were amalgamated. But the problem with them is that they are so old and valuable that the insurance aspect of them and protecting them and looking after them, it became a bit more of an issue. So what the City Council have done, they've got a very nice set of replica chains with insignias on them representing different aspects of our city. And that the original ones and our thing are kept. I'm hoping that when this... We haven't been to the castle yet, but when we get the opportunity to go there, they may have things like that on display somewhere. I'm not sure if they have or not.
I don't think I didn't see them when I went, but
might
I
think at our meeting.
Yeah. So something else I was thinking. You when did this association start?
Well, we're coming up, I think about 2 years' time. It's about the 20th anniversary of the origins of the association. Mm-hmm. So I think that the origin really was that we had an association for sheriffs. There's a national organisation for sheriffs, and there wasn't anything that accommodated the Lord Mayor's. So two of our existent civics decided that they ought to do something which amalgamated both the sheriffs and the Lord Mayors and give them a combined association, which is hence the origin of the association.
Right. So these associations, they can, well, the members can actually say to the, I don't know, the mayor, the sheriff, this is what it's like. You've got to expect this, because I suppose they don't really know what's going to happen.
Well, funny you should say that, actually, Lorna, because we, as a body, have decided we need to do more to help the newly elected Lord Mayor and Sheriff in understanding what their roles are going to be, because there's very, as you said, very little pre-knowledge of what you're going to walk into when you go into the job. I was told when I first was approached to do it, there'd be a couple of visits a year. You'd be doing a few visits, but I think that was slightly understated in terms of whether it was an attempt at conning me into doing it or not. I don't know. But that couple turned into a couple of hundred. But that it doesn't. They were still wonderful. It didn't matter because they were fantastic to do them. But yeah. It was a wonderful honour. But it was just a bit of a not unexpected surprise, really.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We decided that we really ought to do more to educate and help our incoming officers in what they're going to be doing.
Oh, great. So you've got... So you've amalgamated your Shreveville into your City of Norwich. Do you do anything? Do the Shreveville bit do anything?
Well, the Shreveville bit, ironically, have got their own organisation, national organisation, because there are 14 towns and cities of England and Wales which still uphold the ancient office of sheriff.
Right.
And every year they have a meeting at one of those towns. Mm-hmm. And they go around the country to recognise every one of those 14 towns and cities. And Norwich held theirs 2 years ago. And everybody visits those places. And the idea really is to promote the city that you visit to its highest possible. And we had a great time in Norwich trying to promote our city as much as possible.
Yes. I thought that was absolutely brilliant because I know you used the castle, didn't mm-hmm. you?
Yep. Sadly, it wasn't quite completed when we were there, but we still got they got the impression and understanding. We're the only city out of the 14 that's actually got a castle like that, so we were quite proud of that.
So where did you go recently?
Lichfield this year in Staffordshire,
uh-huh.
which has got very close to it the National Arboretum, which we visited, which is fabulous, which is the memorial gardens for, there's lots of organisations represented in there, particularly the military organisation.
Hmm.
And also the city itself, it's the only city in the country that's got a cathedral with three spires. It's claimed
that's
to fame.
Right. Yes, I remember that. All right. So that you go there, and that's okay. Let me ask. Give me some other towns, because who else?
Yeah, we've got Chester. You've got York.
Yeah.
Poole in Dorset, Southampton, Oxford, mm-hmm. Lincoln next year, which we're really looking forward to because that's close to home.
Yes.
Not so far to travel. Berwick-on-Tweed, which is just. Before the Scottish border, which over the years has changed hands a number of times. That's a lovely place to go to. They're all lovely places, and they're great places to... I mean, if you've never been there before, you get a lovely insight into the city that you go to.
It's a little advantage of having been...
Absolutely. It's a perk, really.
Yeah.
And also, we have the opportunity... The incumbent sheriff in the year of these events has the opportunity to visit these places in their robes. They can, because the... they're representative of the city that year, and they get the current sheriffs of the city that actually have the opportunity to attend. We'll attend in their full regalia, and it's a lovely. We do a procession on the Sunday to the church service, and that's quite nice to see them all dressed up.
Oh yes. Well, it's our history.
Well, it's
isn't
a bit of pageantry, isn't it?
Yes.
That's right.
It's a pageantry of it all. No, I think that's really good. So, what plans have you got coming ahead, other than Robin Hammond?
We got our annual sherry and mince pies gathering, which is a lovely little social occasion towards Christmas. We get everybody together, a little social gathering. And then the biggest event of our year, I suppose, socially, it'll be our St. George's Day next April, when we have the 23rd of April, we'll host a luncheon for our members to celebrate St. George. And, of course, everybody always forgets, but the same date is Shakespeare's birthday as well, so we'll do a combined effort.
Oh, that's great. And so you're raising the money in many of these events for It's Mind, isn't it, this year?
No, It's Mind this year, yeah.
Yeah, which is a brilliant charity, which
very good.
The current sheriff and Lord Mayor have chosen.
Yeah.
And you're supporting these guys doing it.
Yeah, we continue to do things after the year, because I know when Dr. Jan Sheldon, who is our previous sheriff, she runs St. Martin's, the homeless charity.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been involved. I've done a sleep out with them after our Shreveville connection with them finished. We do, and I actually now annually collect for them on the Christmas collections. They do street collections.
Mm-hmm.
So there's things that you can do after they've been in office, which we can still, as association members, contribute to their ongoing fundraising.
I think that's great. Well, thanks ever so much.
Pleasure.
And giving me some of your time.
No, it's very...
and a lovely... And as always, I've had a lovely cup of coffee.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Cheers.